When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, you ready for some more tickets? K-Rock summer ticket blowout continues. Last hour was MyChem Dodger Stadium. Maybe not the biggest story about Dodger Stadium these days. I would argue that Shohei taken to the mound for the first time ever. Pitcher for the Dodgers will be good. Hopefully he's at least as good of a pitcher as his dog was, Allie. Remember this? This was only from a few months ago.
The first dog ever to throw out a first pitch. Was pretty darn impressive, actually. Shohei goes behind home plate. Here comes Decoy with the first pitch.
And it's a strike right down the middle. Little treat, little reward.
There you go. That's will Shohei be at least as good as his dog Decoy?
What did his dog do again to throw the pitch? Did he just have it in his mouth?
I think he just ran up with the ball.
Got it.
Yeah, it was, which you can't really do.
He didn't really do it.
Didn't really, but he got a treat, so there was that. And it was adorable.
I would love to see a dog actually throw it. That'd be so badass.
Incredible. If we can make that happen, that thing could do the circuit. That's what Allie wants, to side hustle to a national anthem. So you get a dog that can actually figure out a way to launch a ball, just jerk its head to the side and throw it.
There's that. All I want is an animal with some damn talent.
That skateboarding bulldog that was based somewhere out here, that thing made a fortune. I think it's dead now, unfortunately, but I feel that skateboarding bulldog was able to, I feel like that dog probably made $1 million at least.
Can't you teach your dog one skill that's more valuable than just humping a Spider-Man?
My dog plows Spider-Man, and that thing got over 10 million views, and a net profit of about 87 cents is all I ever got.
How many followers does Jerry Humps have?
Oh, I stopped promoting that page. A couple hundred. I don't know. I stopped promoting it. Jerry Humps, you can find it. It's still up there, but I'm not doing it. He hasn't been humping lately. Ever since he... It's like weird. It's almost like once he thought I was trying to make him a sellout, he stopped humping the pillow.
Well, it's like, it's a typical Hollywood build-up and tear-down story.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Like he was humping that thing every day of my life. And then all of a sudden, the guy goes viral. He finally has a skill.
He's like, please, just let me live.
He just wants to hump that pillow in peace. Caller 20 right now. Let's get you tickets to go see Offspring at the Forum. It'll be your next pair of tickets in case you need a reminder as to what that band sounds like. Here you go. We'll come back and pick up a winner, and then we'll get into everything else we have in store for you this hour on the show, including someone that has a threesome to look forward to. Wait, what? That's all happening this hour right here on K-Rock. But first, remember this band? Oh, imagine seeing that band live at the Forum, and that is exactly what will happen for Mario from Downey. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. You're called 20. You're going to go see the Offspring, all right?
Hell yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for starting your day with us here at K-Rock. And you are a proud recipient of tickets from K-Rock. Summer ticket blowout happening all day long. Another chance in less than an hour with Nicole Alvarez, and she will get you into... Hold on. What do we got next? The ladies from Haim at the Forum. You'll be going
nice.
To that show.
Nice.
And then we got Beck coming up. And then Turnstile, Linkin Park, Blink. It's going to be a lot of tickets to give you all day long. So be ready to win. Be ready to call and claim your tickets. I can't believe it, but our very own Jake the Nerd is about to get involved in a threesome.
Not exactly a threesome.
With depression and... No, Jake.
And a beer.
What is the story here? Because the way you got us involved, at least, is you claim that you have a threesome in the horizon now.
Not a threesome. It's an ex of mine who is married to one of my other good friends who told me that she's in an open marriage.
So this is a girl that you dated. How long were you together with this girl for?
You're going to be like dating where you sit in the corner and watch them or something?
Oh, can you say that one should be like Shaq?
I think I might be getting watched.
He's not calling it a threesome because it's the devil's threesome. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's you and another dude?
No. It's me and my ex-girlfriend, and that's it. Really?
So you were with this girl for how long?
I was with her for like 2.5 years.
Okay.
And then we broke up. And then about 2.5 years after that, she married one of my good friends. And we started talking really late on Friday night. And first she told me that, did you know, my friend is bi? And I go, no, I did not know that. And he's like, yeah, and we're in an open marriage. I go, what? And then I asked, that means we could hook up. And that's what that means, yeah.
She said, yes, we could hook up.
She sent
you a suggestive photo?
Yeah, like a sexy photo, yeah.
And you don't think there's any chance of your friend joining in?
No, because the plan is for her to come. They live in Joshua Tree now. The plan is for her to come.
The plan is always for her to come.
That's, yeah, no, it seems like that is the plan. That was in the marriage vows.
Yeah, that's always the plan, Jake.
But, well, the plan is for her to come from Joshua Tree to L.A. for a show and then stay at night at my house.
Okay, whoa, but wow. Hold on a minute.
She's married, though.
In an open marriage.
To a man, though.
Yes.
And she made the point to say at the beginning of the conversation that he is bisexual.
Which I did not know that.
Right, but she's... She led with that. Ow. It's Joshua Tree action. But if she's saying at the beginning, my husband is bisexual, by the way, we're also in an open marriage, you don't think that means that both of them would be involved?
Well, not this first time.
What do you think? She's like being used as like like the gateway drug to get you into it?
The gateway vag?
Possibly, but I mean, I'm not into that at all.
Well.
But what if she said, all right, if we want to keep doing this, he's got to be there in the corner.
Jake, you better be into it.
If he wants to watch, if he got me drunk enough, he could watch.
Oh, okay.
Jake, you got to get into it now because I loaded up this sound effect of swords.
We need to do more sword fighting.
I'll do it for the show.
I wouldn't have gone through the effort of putting the sound in.
Just cross the streams, buddy.
Yeah, all right, so... This is a fascinating conversation.
It is. It's crazy.
So, and you guys dated for how long?
Like 2.5-3 years.
Were you mad when your buddy kind of started getting, you know, because I would be angry if I
wasn't mad. No, I thought it was a little weird, but you know, whatever makes him happy. They seemed happy together, so I was happy for him.
But they met because you were dating her, correct?
Oh yeah, yeah. They definitely met because we would hang out and watch like football together and stuff like that.
Were you invited to the wedding?
No, I was not. Nuh-uh.
Wow, that's kind of messed up. You're the one who introduced them, and you're responsible for their union?
Sort of.
And were you guys talking about other things, or did she call you just to tell you, hey, I'm in an open marriage now?
We were initially talking about other things. We just started talking like really late Friday night, early Saturday morning.
Who reached out to who first?
We started just messaging on social media, and I'm like, oh, you're awake, I'm awake, can I call you? And then...
Ooh. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Dang. But you DM'd first?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Definitely Jake did first.
You did
first. Yeah, I feel like you're...
You're getting into drunk dialing territory.
Yeah, but she was up, and it was fun.
This picture she sent you said it was suggestive. Explain your definition of suggestive.
It is a shot of her kind of bit over in a miniskirt.
Whoa.
Is that a drop or is that live? No, is that my playing that? Oh, that's you. Okay.
Hey, well, did I just get an ooga from Vanessa?
Vanessa, grab a tiny towel from that box over there if you need one. Wait a minute. She sent that. And what was the text before? Did that picture come out of left field, Jake? Or did you?
It was after we talked. It was after we hung up. So she wrote something for the spank bank.
Oh, man.
Gross.
That is nasty.
So do you think that she took that just for you, or she has, like, some pictures that
are
just
question.
On the
know.
Ready?
Don't know.
And where do you see this going? So she's coming to town to go to a show, and she's going to stay with you.
That's the plan.
Mm.
And what hog show are you seeing?
Space hog.
Space hog.
The hog show's in the picture.
He wants to show his hog. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, Jake's the headline of the hog show.
And what does that sound like, Clint?
Yeah. I almost deleted it. All right, well, Jake, I can't believe that you're open to this concept of letting the husband, who's a friend of yours, I mean, that's even stranger.
Yeah, and he's going to want to get involved. I know it.
To watch.
Is he an attractive guy?
No.
Would you look at a picture of him in a miniskirt bent over? Because I'm sure that photo's coming.
It would be funny, sure. So,
just TBD. When is she coming here? How long is it? Like a week from now? Or?
That's 2 weeks from last Friday.
God, if you're keeping track, just on today's show alone, here's what we have to look forward to. Talk about happy. Got this Jake Devil's Threesome thing. And then we got Allie battling a child in a pickleball.
Equally exciting.
And I got the 2-for-1 Jersey Mike's coming up a little bit later
still
today.
Still all you're looking forward to.
So we got a lot of stuff to get excited about.
Say 707 said Jake should at least ask what sex would entail in this situation.
Hey, send her that text now if you could, Jake, because I don't want to wait.
What do you mean what it would entail? It's obvious what it entails.
No, because maybe she's got I think that there is some, you're sometimes dumb about this stuff. You don't realize that there's, if she's saying all the stuff she's saying in the order she said it, oh, by the way, do you know your buddy's bi? By the way, we have an open marriage. She's like.
They're having sex with guys together.
Yeah, she's setting you up for something, dude.
great.
Did you not hear this? Did you not hear this sound?
That's hilarious.
Did you hear this, Jake?
I'm sure she's getting all riled up just hearing this.
All right. It's shish kebab season. Get ready. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. And when we return, collab or folab, a chance for you to win your very own tiny towel. Based on that conversation, everyone needs one. We got them. A whole new box just arrived today. If you would like to earn your very own Klein Alley Show tiny towel, technically it's a Vanessa tiny towel, not a low towel. Call now. We'll play a collab or folab next. The greatest collab between our show and towels has taken place. You'll win yours after this. 707 on the text line wants to remind Omar that as of right now, this exact moment, that song has 1,561,554,113,000 views on YouTube.
Okay.
Well, there you go. It's a growing number, and for some reason, whenever we do play it, it seems to be quite a lot. People like to update Omar on the current video view.
It's important.
We get into it now. These days, you ain't nothing unless you're collaborating. That's why we decided to collaborate with Vanessa's face onto a tiny towel. And now you can own that tiny towel if you are the winner in this round of collab or folab.
Collaboration! Which one's real? Which one's fake? Who is going to collaborate? Which one's real? Which one's fiction? Time to play collaboration!
We will present to you four collaborations. Three of them are actually happening, although they do sound ridiculous. They are real. One of them we have made up, and you just got to figure out which one is a completely made-up collaboration as opposed to the ones that are actually very real but sound made up. If you're able to figure out which one is the collaboration, you win. And good luck playing along. The good news is that most of these things that are real, you'll be like, whoa, I didn't know that was such a thing. I'm excited now.
I feel like there's so many that get announced every day that it's impossible to keep up with.
Everyone's just going, yeah, you got a cool thing. We got a cool thing. They're not anywhere near each other. But you know what? Everyone wants Dorito-flavored lipstick, so let's do it. Great. Wait, they're making that? They should be. If they're not, let's say hi to Jasmine. Good morning and welcome to K-Rock, a chance for you to win yourself a tiny towel, which must be used for PG purposes only. You understand?
Yes, tiny towel.
All right,
yes.
Here we go. Going to hear from all of us, and you just got to figure out which one is made up. We go with a possible collab number one. We kick things off with Jake the Nerd. Go ahead, Jake the Nerd.
All right, the biggest anime show in the world, One Piece, is teaming up with the Los Angeles Dodgers to bring you a new digital game where the main character from the show, Monkey D. Luffy, is the pitcher.
I don't know one thing Jake said, except Dodgers.
Monkey D. Luffy.
Monkey D. Luffy.
That's what he's doing with that girl later.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Get the sword effect. Wait, Jake, this is a collab between an anime and the Dodgers, you're claiming.
Yes, the show's One Piece. The main character is named Monkey D. Luffy, and with the Dodgers.
Okay.
I still don't know what it is.
It's a video game.
I'm going to say that sounds exciting.
Is it a bobblehead?
It's a game.
Oh.
Where Monkey D. Luffy...
Got
it's
it.
The pitcher.
Okay. I got okay. it. And the anime is called The Dodgers. Right?
The anime is called One Piece. And the main character is called Monkey D. Luffy.
All right. You want to just lock it on that one as the made up, or you want to just hear the other ones as well?
No, I know One Piece is a real anime.
All right. Allie, why don't you give her possible collab number two?
All right. As you know, there is a bit of a rollback on Pride merch this year. A lot of companies are choosing not to release anything Pride related, but there is one company who wants to keep the tradition. It's a company called Big Heart Tea. They're known for their high-quality organic herbal teas, and they're coming out with their own line of LGBT teas.
Oh, gay tea?
In several different flavors. All tea is a little bit gay, but you can get products like their Prideful Peppermint, their Oolong, their Guy on Guy Chai, or the Earl Gay tea.
Earl Gay.
Yeah, four different kinds that you can purchase this month for Pride Month.
All right. Let's get that Boston Tea Party going. Throw that all in the river.
I mean, if they were that obsessed with tea, gay, right?
That is a possible real thing or something that we made up. I'll give you mine. 5-Hour Energy has decided to add a little bit of spice. And, you know, I'm not happy with 5-Hour Energy because they have that misleading purple bottle that looks like it's for sleep, but it's actually not, and I took it accidentally.
It's called 5-Hour Energy.
Yeah, but it was sold near Sleep Aid products, and it's purple, and everyone knows purple is the color of sleep. Anyway, 5-Hour Energy has teamed up with Taco John's for an energizing hot sauce. Now, this apparently is if you love spicy things but also need a little kick, to your day. You can fuel fire with a sweet burst of spicy mango flavor and 230 milligrams of caffeine. The fiery burst of energy isn't just a drink, it's a dare. Can you handle the heat?
Ooh.
It is 5-Hour Energy Spicy, a collab.
That sounds delicious.
With 5-Hour Energy and Taco John's. That's the one I bring to you. And Omar will wrap things up with possible collab number 4.
Cheez-It and Wendy's are going to get together, and they're going to create the Baconator Cracker. It's going to celebrate one of the chain's signature sandwiches and one of the most iconic fast food burgers. If you guys don't know what the Baconator is, it's 2 quarter-pound patties piled high with 6 slices of crispy applewood smoked bacon, cheese, ketchup, and mayo. And now you can get that all crunchy and cheesy in a 1-inch cracker.
So it's a Baconator flavored Cheez-It?
Yep. Yes.
How are they going to fit 6 strips of bacon into 1 cracker?
I am not sure. And then cheese and ketchup and mayo?
Well, all right. Well, there you have it.
I think it's just, it tastes like a meaty mess.
Shockingly, 3 of these are actually real. One of them is made up.
Cheez-It's becoming Oreo. Can you just let a Cheez-It be a Cheez-It?
They don't want it anymore. They want to expand.
Just chill.
Those white cheddar ones are bomb.
You've heard 4 ridiculous concepts. 3 are real. 1 is made up. Which one would you like to go ahead and lock in as the faux lab, the fake collaboration?
Oh, my God. They all sound real.
I thought they all sounded fake, to be honest. So you want to go with the collab between 5-Hour Energy and Taco John's, a spicy 5-Hour Energy that's a hot sauce, also energy? Do you want to go with the Ali's Gay Tea with Oolong and Earl Gay? Do you want to go with Jake the Nerd's Monkey Laloofy, whatever the hell that he was saying? Or Omar's Cheez-It Cracker Baconator flavor, the collab between Wendy's and Cheez-Its? Which one is the made-up collab?
Oh, I'm going between the tea and the 5-Hour Energy. That's tough.
Slicing.
Tiny towel up for grabs now. Only if you win. If not, we'll give that to someone just for listening.
It's a tiny towel on the line.
You can win your very own Vanessa tiny towel. Can't buy them in stores. Only way to win them is right here on K-Rock. Need an answer.
I'm going to go with the tea.
Is made up. Okay, well, let's go ahead and clean up the deck here. Jake, is your thing real or fake, Monkey DeLuffy?
One Piece with the Dodgers is real.
All right, yeah. Jake's is a real collab.
Finally,
so
we can stop talking about it.
Omar, she didn't pick you. Is the cracker collab between Wendy's and Cheez-Its real?
It's real. It sounds awful.
I don't know why we haven't gotten those yet. I want to get them. All I want to do is buy them right now. Are they available anywhere, everywhere?
Yeah, starting today, I think,
Man, I'm getting those.
Ugh. Well, you should try them for a high-voltage food review.
I'll try them with no voltage for fun. So it's down to just Allie and I. Which one is made up? Is it the 5-Hour Energy taco sauce, or is it
taco
Allie's?
Sauce?
Whatever I said.
What?
These summer hours, man. Really taking a toll.
Fading.
She locked in, and she said Allie's was made up. Which one is the faux laboration?
The LGBTs are not a thing.
Hey! You played it beautifully.
You did a good job.
Good job.
My other one was ribbed rooibos.
Yeah, you get your very own tiny towel. And how will you use the tiny towel that you've just won on K-Rock?
Oh, for PG Things.
PG Things. That's right. Penis and groin.
Sounds Earl Gay.
It does sound a bit Earl Gay to me. Hold on 1 second. Thank you for listening to the show. We just got a brand new shipment of these tiny towels. So we will not quit until everyone has the tiniest towel available all summer long as we celebrate bonus time, summer hours, Klein Alley Show, strange voices, new hours. Yay, it's K-Roll. All right, we'll do some takeaways from today's show, and then we got more of those tickets to give you. Actually, Nicole will give them to you in less than 20 minutes, 11 a.m. and every single hour. Get yourself tickets as part of K-Rock's Summer Ticket Blowout. We can't take them with us into fall. We must give them to you this summer for all sorts of shows that are coming up. Think of your favorite bands, your favorite venues, and trust me when I say we get you into them. If it's Incubus at Intuit Dome, or perhaps it's 21 Pilots at the BMO Stadium, we got you. Whatever it is, we got you covered. So just keep listening and keep winning, and we'll have them for you all day long. All right, takeaways from today's show. We'll do that, and then reminder that Jake is going to get into a sword fight with another man, and Allie's going to battle a child in pickleball, and then a bunch of other stuff that happened on today's show that we have to not forget about.
Yeah, hopefully, we got a lot done.
Hopefully we took a lot of notes on this summer Monday, and thanks for hanging out with us for these summer hours. If you don't know who we are, you can find us on socials, Klein Alley Show. Our goal was to hit 50K by Independence Day.
Help
we're
us.
Only about 2,000 followers away from making that happen. If you could, mean a lot to us. More importantly, I think we win a bet with the company and they have to buy us lunch or something. So if you could, please, Klein Alley Show, Instagram, give us a follow. Thank you.
Even a cheap lunch, we'd love.
I'll take that.
All right. 310 My Takeaway is I can't wait to win a tiny towel and bring it to the next NetBangers meetup at the end of next week. They are very dedicated. 510 My Takeaway is O'Doyle Rules. 562 My Takeaway is 21 Splurge Salute for the Sperminator.
Hey, RIP, brother. You had a good run.
650 My Takeaway is if Nancy Grace didn't say it, it didn't happen.
Yep.
626 Jake will be doing a monkey de Luffy at Joshua Tree at some point this summer.
Sure will be.
323 Just say litigation.
That's all you got to do. You sound important. Any conversation you're in, just say the word litigation. People go, oh, that person's got something going
on. That's true. 2 and 3 My Takeaway is one more nut. One more nut. And 909 Alley has the ick factor.
So there you go. Lots of stuff from today's show. If you don't know what we're talking about, you should check out the complete show. Or if you get your podcast, search Klein Alley Show. Download, subscribe, comment. It all helps. Appreciate you. Or you don't like us, you can give us bad reviews. We'll take those as well. What is your takeaway from today's show, Jake the Sword Fighter?
Alley only smokes itty-bitty ciggies.
Itty-bitty ciggies when she's with her mom talking about itty-bitty ditty. You better believe what a conversation. If you missed it, you got to hear the throat goat breaking down the ditty trial. That's in the podcast. Al, your takeaway?
My takeaway is it's shish kebab season.
Oh, you better believe it.
Get ready.
Omar, you got a takeaway from today's show?
Yeah, my takeaway was itty-bitty ditty tootsie roll.
All right, well, there you have it.
Tootsie roll.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there's more show. Believe it or not, stick around for, I don't know what you get next. Can anyone answer this question? I've had it for 3 weeks now. No one's giving me the answer.
No.
We're not doing it. Okay, stick around for an undisclosed amount of time of K-Rock. With the call after this. After
that's
this.
Catchy.
That they feel that, that, you know, they feel that,